Please call the next item.
Item 469, authorize a competitive solicitation and contract with the lowest responsible bidder for construction of the Tabor Powell Sewer Rehabilitation Phase 2, project number E10382, for an estimated $1,875,000.
Commissioner Fish.
Mayor, it's a little unusual for the commissioner in charge to pass the buck to a backbencher, but it's in
the spirit of cooperation.
I will do my very best as the recovering commissioner in charge of the Bureau. This project in Southeast Portland is part of the Bureau of Environmental Services Phase 2 Sewer Rehabilitation Program to replace and to repair highly deteriorated sewer pipes. The project calls for a variety of repairs and rehabilitation at a total of about 3 miles of sewer pipe. It will protect the public health, property, and our environment by increasing sewer system capacity and reliability and reducing the risk of sewage releases to homes, businesses, and streets. If approved, construction would begin in September and last about a year. We're joined today by Bill Ryan and Colleen Harold from BES. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners.
Just turn that mic on. Someone turned it off.
The Chief Engineer.
I'm sorry. Is the green light on? There you go.
I'm sorry. I am Bill Ryan. I am the Chief Engineer for the Bureau of Environmental Services. And with me today is Colleen Harold, who is the project manager for this very exciting project. She's got a presentation to describe the project a little more, and afterward we can answer any questions you may have. Colleen?
Thank you so much. We're here today to ask for the authorization to approve the ordinance to advertise the $1.87 million contract for Tabor Powell Sewer Rehabilitation Project. This is the 31st project in 39 planned in the large-scale program. There's 165,000 feet of pipe already constructed or rehabilitated to date in this program. The total expenditures through the third quarter of 2017 equal $98.4 million. The Tabor Powell 2 project is made up of two distinct districts or areas. They're shown in green on the map, nestled within the large-scale sewer rehab program projects that are in yellow. The southernmost project is bounded on the north side by Powell, on the west side by 42nd Avenue, on the east by 74th Avenue, and on the south by Holgate and Foster. The northerly green project is bounded on the north side by I-84, on the west by 42nd, on the east by 66th Avenue, and on the south by Stark Street. These are your favorite slides. I know they are. They're mine, too. This project replaces or rehabilitates highly deteriorated sewer pipes. This really allows me to be a forensic scientist when it comes to sewer and really determine whether a pipe is in or out of the scope of my work. The top two examples are typical mainline pipe defects, and they show deteriorated pipe that needs repair. The bottom two are lateral defects that show holes in pipes and roots that really inhibit flow to the main line. By replacing or rehabilitating mains, sewer laterals, and manholes, this project will protect public health, property, and the environment, increase sewer system capacity and reliability, and most importantly, reduce risk and sewage releases to homes and businesses. Some statistics about our project. There's 67 pipe segments in this work, close to 3 miles of pipe planned for rehabilitation by Cured in Place, UV. There's 14,313 linear feet in this project alone, with a small amount to be open cut, 431 feet, 6-spot repairs, and the pipe ranges from 8-inch to 36-inch diameter. The vintage of the pipe is 1905 to 1955. It makes 112 years old as the oldest pipe in the project. 70% are in residential streets with 30% in major roadways. PI. Outreach for the suite of the Tabor Powell projects began in 2014. It covers four projects. It covers the Tabor project, in Phase 1, the Powell in Phase 1, CIPP Southeast in Phase 2, and now Tiber Powell 2 in Phase 2. Work for all of the four projects has been tracked with the public on mapping, including online and through print. Since all four projects are within the same geographical area and boundaries, and some in the same streets in many cases, we determined that trying to communicate each individual project separately would be too confusing. So rolling it up in the information into ongoing communications as a whole would be more effective. So that's what they did. Work for these projects has been communicated to the public as phases of one ongoing project, with this being the last. Tiber Powell 2 will follow work on the same streets as in Phases 1, and so representing them as the single program as two phases with multiple single program as with multiple phases has been easier to understand for the public. As the Phase 1 projects, we have continued our partnership with coordination and coordination with various neighbors and businesses. We have Providence Hospital that we've been working closely with to access their campus for our work and performing the maintenance and repairs that's needed on their property. We have also worked with Portland Nursery around their large, popular annual Apple Festival on Stark Street. BSPI staff has been providing monthly and quarterly updates to neighbors and businesses by mail. And a noise permit has been issued and received by us for the project following all requirements of the noise office. We received no comments in opposition to the project, and communications received were about schedule, types of work, the construction methods, and we also requested from some neighbors to be added to the email list. This is a really exciting project for BES and for me personally. I've worked hard to specify this as the UV cure-only project, so we've specified that as the method of cure. It's an innovative sewer rehabilitation method that offers distinct advantages to the city. This is the first project that allows the city to gain experience and knowledge using this method. To date, it has been successfully installed on several smaller projects. They're using it on the Yamhill Morrison job currently. Half of the project is UV. We also used it on the First and Madison courthouse pipe that was included in the development project. We believe this project will showcase this technology as viable and economical rehabilitation method. We have extensive experience with thermal cure, but not with UV, and we really want to try it. With thermal cure, we know that there's styrene odor. With UV, there is no odor, at least not styrene. There is a slightly smaller equipment footprint that we look forward to sort of tracking and making sure it's smaller than the thermal. We've worked with contract potential vendors and contractors to assure a competitive pool will bid this project. Six potential contractors indicate that they will be primes and bid this project. They have been directed to procurement to go through the pre-qual requirements. Lastly and finally, the engineer's estimate again is $1,875,000. The level of confidence is high. This represents our best professional estimate of what this will cost. The pricing of the UV work is less certain simply because we have less experience with this technology. Lastly, we will begin construction in September, and our construction duration is 325 days. Thank you.
Very good. Any questions before we move to public testimony? Is there any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Very good.
Can I just make one comment?
Yes, please, Commissioner Fitch.
Commissioner Fritz, we had that slide in there for your benefit because, as our professional overseeing the project noted, we're using a UV technology, and it actually is very exciting. The curing goes on inside with ultraviolet light, and among the benefits is a more durable outcome with less
odor.
So why is that especially for me?
Because you asked me once about it.
No, because you and I, over the course of 8 or 9 years, have had many conversations about ultraviolet fill-in-the-blank.
Oh, got it, yeah.
All right, good. Seeing no further questions or comments, thank you for the presentation. This is a non-emergency first reading. It moves to second. Colleagues.